Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلَّ وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا
Have you not considered your Lord, how he extends the shadow, and if he willed, he could have made it stationary? Then we made the sun for it an indication.
Brothers and sisters, previously, we started to discuss this 45th verse of the chapter, Chapter Furqan. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِّ وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا Have you not seen the might of your Lord, how he expands the shadow? And if he had pleased, he would certainly have made it stationary. Then we have made the sun an indication of it. Also, the 46th one states, ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا Then we draw it in towards ourselves by an easy contraction. As you might remember, in the previous episode, we discussed the different possible meanings and concepts regarding the word shadow. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِّ The word ظِلِّ And we concluded that the meanings we said earlier are conforming with the rest and continuation of the verse. There are some indications that the first commentary is more proper. The one that says this spread and vast shade is the one which is covering the earth between the dawn and the rising of the sun, which is by far the most pleasant shade and hours of the day. The reason why we claim so is that the verse continues and says, then we have made the sun an indication of it. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا This refers to the fact that if there was not the sun, the concept of shade would not be clear. Basically, shade is formed by the rays of the sun because shade is usually partial darkness that happens for objects. It happens when the light is cast on an impassable object and in front of it a shade will be formed. So we must not only know shade by light according to the law that says no objects by their opposites, but also the existence of shade is caused by light. Anyway, this argument ends here.
ما hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
What we generally understand from this verse is that it starts with the words Alam Tara, and in this case continues talking about how the Almighty Allah has caused shade on the earth. This means one of the best ways to recognize Allah more, to have better cognizance of Him, is to think and ponder on the different creatures in the world. And in this case, this phenomena of existence, which is clearly formed based on His knowledge. And the fact is, we are drowned in the blessings and creations of the Almighty Allah. But we have not taken a close look at them. By having this kind of approach that says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلْ, have we not taken a look at this fact that if there were longer periods of light in the universe, there wouldn't be some time for the creations for rest, and they would all die? We could have never known our God, the Creator, better. Although our Lord has the power and ability to create everything in its own way, by saying kun fayakun, He will say to it be and it will be, but He has a kind of special tradition and sunnah for everything. As the verse says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا, He could have done this. If He had pleased, He would have made it stationary, but He didn't. This is His own tradition and sunnah on this earth, and this is how He is dealing with all the creatures. They have to move on, they have to move and start this path towards toward the Lord by themselves. He has the ability to have this kind of vast change in the universe, but He has His own sunnah. Because the verse says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا. And this is what we have to know. Based on this verse, we have to look at everything with its special relation to Almighty Allah. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلْ. This verb, مَدَّ, is used in singular form, referring to the cause, which is the absolute cause, our Lord. Then he says, جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا. We did it. We are the ones that are doing this. And also the next verse that says, قَبَضْنَا. The verse says, we draw it towards ourselves. We are the one doing it. And this is the kind of approach that we must take all in our lives. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.